Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Archer with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Doomagie, a northwestern town located in outback Queensland, has left residents in the community wanting to bring back community-led policing to help curb high crime rates. With a total population of just 1,400, Doomagie recorded 1,427 offences last year. Advocates say it will help address divides between residents, police and government services. Queensland MP Brittany Luaga has closed her Keppel electoral office following safety concerns. On social media, Luaga said that due to threatening and offensive concerns from a member of the public, she had requested that the office be closed. While the details of the threats are unknown, it comes a month after news broke of Luaga taking a week off after she was drugged and sexually assaulted in Yeppoon. In national news, the federal government will move to ban all compounding pharmacists from making replica versions of diabetes drug Ozempic after a Four Corners report revealed that a registered Australian chemist had been producing and exporting it overseas. Drugs that were produced by company Total Compounding Pharmaceuticals were reported to cause side effects including nerve damage, vomiting blood, and bleeding gums. The drug is also used as a diet pill and is currently in a shortage. Under Australian law, it is legal to compound replica medicine in times of shortage, but are not under the same safety checks as brand name drugs. This loophole is set to be closed this October.
Two people have sadly passed away this morning in Coffs Harbour after brutally crashing into a tree off the Pacific Highway. Emergency services were called at the scene at 12:40 a.m, where the car had been set aflame after colliding with the tree. A female and male in their early 20s were found at the scene in critical condition. This is the second double fatal crash on the state's north coast this week, after a previous head-on incident which occurred Sunday night. In international news, more than 100 Australians and other tourists have been flown back to Brisbane from New Caledonia by the Australian Defence Force. The first batch of flights came several days after deadly riots trapped hundreds in and out of the Pacific Territory located to the east of Australia. Over the next few days, more evacuation flights are planned by French authorities. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and cold but expected to clear later. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.